Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here again, taking the source materials you send us, all your research and articles, and, you know, really trying to pull out the most crucial bits of knowledge.
Exactly. And today's topic is a really interesting one. It gets right to the heart of e-commerce strategy.
It really does. We're looking at the economics of selling online, specifically the business models that platforms choose. And the material you shared, it all centers on this concept called the allure of flat fee selling platforms.
It's a fascinating choice because how a platform decides to charge people, it's never just a random number. It's a filter. It's a tool designed to attract a very specific kind of person.
A filter, that's a perfect word for it. It shapes the whole platform's DNA from the ground up.
Right.
And for this deep dive, we've got one extremely powerful, very concise finding. And our mission really is to just unpack that single piece of evidence and see what it means for everything else. You know, platform design, market entry, all of it.
It's about a lot more than just the fees. It's pure strategy.
Exactly. Okay, let's unpack this.
So when you distill everything from the sources, the central finding, the pivotal point is that these flat fee platforms primarily attracted novice sellers.
Novice sellers. That one phrase, it almost tells you a whole story, doesn't it?
It really does. It confirms exactly who was listening, who responded to that specific pricing signal.
It's a demographic finding, but it has these massive strategic implications.
Oh, completely foundational. You have to see that flat fee structure as a, well, as a self-selecting mechanism. It's basically putting up a big sign that says, inexperienced sellers, come here.
So for the people who design the platform, that immediately means their entire system has to be built around that idea.
Yes. From the moment someone signs up to the customer support they get, everything has to be about aggressively, you know, knocking down the barriers to entry, both the psychological ones and the practical ones.
Which, that brings up a really critical question, right? If you're running a marketplace, why would the experienced high-volume sellers, why would they be less interested? And what is it about this model that's just so uniquely appealing to someone who's just starting out, just dipping their toe in the water?
Well, think about an experienced seller for a second. They have a pretty good handle on their sales projections. Mm. They're confident.
They know their numbers.
They know their numbers. So they'd much rather have a low percentage fee, say, I don't know, 5 or 8%, because they know their high volume will make that more profitable in the long run. A flat fee, maybe $100 a month.
Yeah.
Well, once they sell past a certain point, they're actually overpaying.
So the platform is, in a way, actively weeding out the most profitable vendors, the whales.
Precisely. The flat fee platform is sending a signal. It's saying accessibility is more important to us than maximizing profit from every single user.
Yeah.
And that speaks directly to the psychology of the novice.
I really want to focus on that word from the source title, allure. What is it that makes a fixed cost so alluring to someone who is, you know, naturally risk averse? The beginner, who has no idea how variable commissions even work.
It's simple. It all boils down to predictability. Financial predictability.
Right.
When you're just starting something, a new product, maybe a little side hustle, the scariest thing is unpredictable overhead. Costs you can't control.
So if I'm testing the market and I have no idea if I'm going to sell 0 items or maybe 100 items, that percentage fee, let's say it's 15%, that feels like a cost I can't pin down.
It's a variable you can't solve for.
Yeah. If I sell nothing, okay, I owe nothing. But if I have a surprise hit and sell $1,000 worth, I suddenly owe $150, which feels like a tax on my success.
Yeah.
And that's terrifying when your margins are, you know, razor thin.
The variable model introduces projection risk. You have to be an expert at forecasting your own business just to figure out your budget for the platform itself.
But with a fixed fee, like $60 a month, my financial planning is done. It's settled. That's my overhead, whether I sell a lot or nothing at all. It's like an intellectual on-ramp. It just simplifies everything for a beginner.
It does.
I sort of think of it like a beginner's gym membership. You pay that low flat price specifically because you don't know if you'll go every day or never show up. And the gym is betting on that uncertainty.
That's a perfect analogy.
Yeah.
It is spot on. The flat fee platform is the commercial version of that entry-level no-commitment tier. It's all designed to get people off the couch and into the e-commerce game.
So, okay, let's say the platform succeeds. They attract this huge volume of novice sellers. What are the immediate consequences for the platform itself? Operationally, what happens next?
And that's where the strategy incurs. let's call it operational debt. Because what's so fascinating here is that by attracting novices, the platform can't rely on its sellers already knowing what they're doing.
They have to assume zero existing knowledge.
Exactly. So the platform suddenly has to prioritize things like extreme ease of use and a massive support infrastructure over just pure transaction efficiency.
Which sounds like a huge cost, huge burden. They're trading lower revenue from each user for much, much higher support costs per user.
That's the trade-off. Mm. We're talking about designing an interface with, you know, training wheels built in. Experienced sellers, they might use complex API integrations to manage their inventory.
Sure.
But novices, they need visual drag and drop tools. They need templates for their product descriptions to make sure they're compliant. They need simplified tax forms. The platform is basically teaching e-commerce 101 as part of its core service.
And what about outside of just the cost of support tickets? I mean, which must be astronomically higher with a novice base. How does it affect something like quality control across the whole marketplace?
Now, that's a major, major headache. Novice sellers, they typically have smaller inventories. Their product photography might not be professional. Shipping standards are inconsistent.
They're just learning the ropes.
They're learning the ropes. So they're much slower to follow the rules on returns or customer service. And all of that introduces friction for the buyer. It can damage the brand.
So if the platform doesn't invest a ton of money in, say, automated tools like AI that flags blurry photos or something, the entire marketplace could get a reputation for being low quality.
They almost have to. They're essentially spending money just to normalize the quality of their own content, which is a problem that a platform full of professionals mostly gets to avoid. The necessity is baked right into their business model.
If you connect that to the bigger picture, it's not just about scale. It affects their brand equity, long-term trust.
It does. The platform has to be really, really good at graduating those novices quickly. Otherwise, they risk being seen as a constant stream of low-quality shops and abandoned storefronts.
Okay, let's go back to the financial psychology for a minute, because this is where it gets really interesting for me. This flat fee platform is making a very specific calculated bet.
Yes, it is.
They are knowingly accepting a lower average revenue per user ARPU in exchange for what? Market velocity, scale.
The bet is all about volume. They believe that getting 100,000 new low-volume sellers in the door is more valuable strategically than trying to fight their competitors for 10,000 experienced ones.
Let's try to put some real numbers on that just as an example. So imagine seller A is a novice. They sell $500 a month. On a competitor site that charges, say, 15%, the platform makes $75.
Right.
But on the flat fee platform that only charges $50, they're leaving $25 on the table. That seems inefficient.
That's the cost of acquisition. It's the subsidized price for getting a brand new user.
Okay, but now let's take seller B. An experienced seller doing $10,000 a month, that 15% platform, they're making $1,500. The flat fee platform is still only charging $50. They are leaving $1,450 on the table every single month. How can that possibly be justified?
And that takes us to the strategic why. The goal isn't immediate profit per transaction. The strategy is pure market penetration. It's about network effects.
More sellers means more products, which means more buyers.
Exactly. By reducing the friction to almost zero for that entry-level seller, they maximize the number of unique products on their site. They achieve scale faster than anyone who demands a higher commitment up front. The sheer volume of listings becomes the platform's main asset, not the short-term revenue from each user.
So their goal is to be the training ground, the default starting point for anyone, anywhere who wants to sell online.
That's the hypothesis you can draw from the data. The designers seem to have intentionally targeted the latent market, all the people who wanted to sell but were just too intimidated by the complexity and the risk.
So was this on purpose or just a lucky accident? The source calls it an allure, which implies they knew what they were doing.
It implies success in targeting, yes.
Yeah.
It suggests the fee structure was a deliberate choice, designed specifically to signal this low-risk entry point.
The flat fee is the marketing message. It's screaming, we are the safest, simplest place for you to try this business without any crippling financial risk.
It's an incredibly powerful signal. They're willing to make less money during the first year of a seller's life, betting that the cumulative value of all those users, even if a lot of them fail, will be worth it.
So this whole deep dive, which is really based on that single piece of evidence, that flat fees attract novices, it shows how one simple pricing choice can act as a filter for an entire ecosystem.
Absolutely. The decision to use a flat fee is completely linked to the demographic outcome. It forces them to build this high support infrastructure, but in return, it grants them enormous market saturation right at the start.
So what does this all mean for someone thinking about business strategy? For me, it confirms that a pricing model is often way less about maximizing profit on each sale.
Right.
And way more about optimizing accessibility for a very specific audience. In this case, the highly risk-averse beginner, which is a hard group to capture.
And that leads us to the final crucial piece of context here, the challenge of the seller journey.
Okay.
So the allure of simplicity, it lets thousands of sellers take that critical first step. It lowers the bar. It welcomes people to experiment. But what happens when those novices start to gain experience? When they build their inventory, scale their business, and cross that break-even point?
The moment they start selling enough, that flat fee, it becomes a huge disadvantage.
It becomes a penalty.
Yeah. They realize they're paying $50 flat when a 5% commission on another site might only cost them $30 now. The very thing that attracted them becomes a ceiling on their own profitability.
They graduate. They're no longer a novice. They're becoming a professional, and the platform they started on is no longer the best financial choice for them. They start looking for a platform that rewards their volume.
Which introduces this huge structural risk of high seller churn.
It's the model's inherent flaw.
That turnover risk has to be the biggest headwind for a platform like this. So, building on what the sources give us, if the core success of this platform relies on constantly attracting new novice sellers to replace the successful ones who leave, what does that imply about their long-term sustainability?
It implies they're trapped on a treadmill, a perpetual motion machine of recruitment. Their marketing budget has to be constantly focused on the top of the funnel just to offset the steady stream of their most successful graduates walking out the door.
So the flat fee model essentially guarantees that it's a feeder system for its own competitors.
That's the paradox.
That challenge needing constant high-volume recruitment to survive is the flip side of that initial allure. They have to keep proving to the next wave of beginners that they are the safest place to start, even while their best users are leaving. It forces them to innovate, not on features for pros, but on making that learning curve for beginners even faster, even simpler. What an interesting strategic corner to be painted into.